72 at the airport. It's 75 downtown at 93Q.
This weekend, one of our very own tying the knot, Brian Phillips, is getting married on Sunday.
And look who's here. Brian and his lovely fiance, Alicia, are here. What are you guys doing here?
Well, you're scaring me. It's 2 days? Seriously?
2 days away.
Wow.
Yes, did you realize that? Or
I was hoping it was like 3-4 years. I thought I had a little more time to prepare.
Oh, be nice. Be nice.
Yeah, we're so happy for you guys. Alicia, you look very calm. All right, is everything all right?
Mostly, yes.
Yeah, my goodness. Good for you guys. Well, so you're up bright and early.
Well, you know, what better thing to do on my day off than come into work at 7 o'clock in the morning? We heard it was somebody's birthday.
Yes.
And I remember the first time I was on the air with you, we went into this long, long discussion. You were obsessed with something. We're thinking, what can we do for Amy's birthday? So we have a little gift here for you.
Don't even tell me it's my very own yarmulke.
She hasn't opened it yet.
I know that it... Because I just had the whole rundown. Don't even tell me this, because I'll wear this the whole morning.
Brian is having a traditional Jewish wedding, and you were all concerned if you could wear your very own...
Oh, my...
Yarmulke!
Oh, look at
that!
It's a yarmulke with a kitty cat on it that looks just like Chloe.
Or, as I like to pronounce it, yarmulke.
Thank you, guys, very much. So, well, I've been giving you a hard time that it was my birthday weekend, so I was expecting, like, candles on the cake or something like that.
Where does
that
one
on
find
Sunday?
A yarmulke with an embroidered cat on it?
On the internet.
On the internet.
You guys, I'm putting it on. Do we put it right on the top there? This is my very first yarmulke.
Of course, we got to tell you, almost didn't have that. It arrived yesterday at about 1 o'clock.
Oh, my word. Well, wow. Thank you so much.
And when I called the company last week, they had forgotten about it.
Oh.
They'd forgotten about it? How many orders for a can of broiled yarmulke do they get?
Apparently, it's pretty popular.
Who lost yours in the shuffle?
Who would know that you could get a can of broiled yarmulke? Now, I can wear this on Sunday?
You can.
I probably can't wear it in the church.
It's only required for the men, but women certainly do wear them.
All right, well, I'm bringing mine. Are you kidding me? Now, we should also mention, though, you guys, I don't really think that you would be getting married if it wasn't for me pushing.
Oh, here we go.
Am I right?
Well,
you got to steal their thunder 2 days before their wedding.
I'm merely saying that
I
did play a role in getting the courting going, because both of you guys were like, oh, he'll call. No, she'll call. Oh, he'll call. No. Right?
I was actually threatened in the hallway if I didn't call. Amy was actually going to email her for me.
That's true. I remember that.
I was
a witness to that.
I was a little more forward. That's what you got to do. And look at this.
Here we are.
A year later.
We're
I'm
so
getting
happy
a little misty.
It's crazy.
Well, thank you very much. I will wear this all day. All day on my birthday.
Well,
my
I don't know if you're supposed to wear
it. Yarmulke. Can I wear it here? Is this that
you
not
thought,
good?
You thought headphone hair was bad. Wait till you're done with the embroidered cat yarmulke at the end of the day.
The husband's taking me out to dinner, and the waitresses are going to be like, what that? What is that?
I got to tell you, you look pretty religious.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you. I think I need a few bobby pins or something, but thank you very much.
I forgot.
We forgot the bobby pins.
We'll find them.
Well, that's Brian, Alicia, congratulations.
Thank you.
We're looking forward to sharing in your nuptials this weekend, and then you're off for a while, right? A
couple days, and then back, and then a couple more days.
All right.
He's never sure if he has to sub for one
right.
of us, so
that's
he's got to keep his schedule
Brian
open.
Is the fill-in guy.
I heard you guys might be off Monday morning. So.
Yeah, do you mind? Because we have a wedding to go to, so if you could plan
I'm
gonna
be out late Sunday night. I'm going to need some help.
Well, you're very sweet. Thank you, guys. We're so proud of both of you.
We are. We're very proud.
And
congratulations.
My cat, yarmulke.
You're really not going to wear that all day.
I am all day.
725, Ted and Amy with 93Q.
93Q, traffic lane.
Well, you're right in. Slow going this morning. 690.